Hello, it's me. I thought about us for a long, long time. Yes, Tark, we get it. You're a Todd Rundgren fan. Will you stop referencing that song every time you start an audio? Damn it. No, I won't. But I digress. Anyways, so I have a new Pepsi product here that I've been wanting to try, and I'm gonna go into this completely unbiased. I have not seen any reviews. I hadn't asked what anybody has thought about it, so I'm going into this blind as the opposite of how I would usually do my other Tart chooses her poison episodes when it goes. Well, I don't know. I went into trying the Major Melon Mountain Dew, expecting that it would taste like a watermelon Jolly Rancher, and it did. So, like most people said, so that was sort of different, but this is one of those times, though most of the times I'm going into this unbiased. So let's see. And I've also noticed something that I have not done any Coke products yet. I have not reviewed any Coke products yet. So far I've done Pepsi products. But I guess after this review, or maybe after the next review, but probably the next review will be Frostbite Zero Mountain Dew, the Mountain Dew Frostbite Zero, but that's not a Coke product. No, it's not. It's not. But after that review, I would probably try something of the Coke variety. But I think for right now, I'm just gonna do this thing right here. And see, it says, it's Pepsi with a splash of mango juice with other natural flavors. What other natural flavors? I have no idea. But I am expecting it to taste mainly like mango. So, I don't know. I'm excited, but I'm a little bit not wanting to say scared, but kind of a little anxious, probably, because this bottle has 250 calories, and I think with the mango juice added to this already, it'll be like twice the sugar, and I'm gonna expect to brush my teeth after drinking this, so no problem. See, that's why I don't drink much regular drinks, because I think I've stated it in one of the other audios, when I was talking about sodas and everything like that. I don't tend to drink regular drinks because, one, blood sugar, and two, it leaves a weird sticky feeling on my teeth, and I don't really like that. But as far as I know, all these episodes of Tart Chooses Her Poison, I've done regular drinks because most people drink regular drinks. And some people tend to stay away from the diet drinks, unlike me, because of two things, the aspartame, and most people think that it tastes nasty. I don't think diet soda tastes nasty to me. It depends on what kind of diet soda you get. Now, I hadn't noticed. I've not pointed that out yet. I don't think until now. Yeah, it depends on what kind of diet soda you get. It'll either taste good or it'll taste like crap. So I've blathered on for almost 5 minutes. I ought to just go ahead and try this thing. Why am I stalling so much? Okay, so here we go. And see, the other thing I've noticed too, I don't usually get these. I don't usually try these out while they're cold, and there is just a little lukewarm. That's it. Now, if there was the only one time I did it cold was the Pepsi Fire. That was the only time I did it cold, but most of the time I just waited until they were lukewarm or something like that. Well, it's got a little bit of chill to it, but it's not, I'm gonna waft it. Come on, Tark, stop treating your sodas like it's a wine, okay? Oh, okay, I smell the mango. It smells real good. Just like the last soda I drank, the Major Melon Mountain Dew, it smelled real good too. But this smells, I think this smells even better than the Major Melon Mountain Dew. Oh, somebody ought to make a candle out of this. I'm sure there's some mango candles out there. And I would just burn them in my house constantly because this smells so good being in a tropical rainforest or something. Okay, so I'm gonna try and do this. Okay. And here's for the tasting. Let's see if it's good or not. Okay. What the f. Oh, I don't know about this. And they're planning on putting this as a permanent flavor? Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. What the fuck is this? Starting to grow on me a little bit. It went from yuck to sort of meh. Hold on. Excuse me. I've got a feeling this is one of those drinks I should have tried cold. It could have been better if it was cold. I shouldn't have waited so long to do this review, but I did because I wasn't in the privacy of my room. Nope. And funny thing about this though, I was planning on doing a hysterical soda review with my Lush, with my little Lush toy. But I didn't think that would be a good idea. Who would wanna listen to a woman rant and ramble about soda while getting off? That's sort of weird, isn't it? I don't know. It might be a thing. I don't know. Well, hold on, let me have another sip of this, 'cause this is it's got a weird. I don't know if I should be perturbed by this or think this would taste good in something else other than a Pepsi. It might taste good in a Mountain Dew. Yeah, let's. Oh, that would be a good idea. A mango flavored Mountain Dew. That would taste good instead of a mango Pepsi, how about a mango Mountain Dew? And then I had another idea. What if, I don't know if anybody had made, oh, they did. They did. I was just about to say, oh, do a strawberry Pepsi. Oh, excuse me. These burps keep coming and they don't stop coming. Y'all, I'm the nastiest person on the planet. I am so sorry. But hear me out, okay? They already did a strawberry Pepsi at one time. A strawberry and cream Pepsi. It was a diet Pepsi too. Oh yeah, Jazz. Diet Pepsi Jazz. They should bring that back. Now, I remember they had three flavors. They had black vanilla. No, shh, hold on. Black cherry vanilla, caramel, and strawberries and cream as their flavors. And they were all diet drinks. And that's, oh my gosh. I remember this was made back when I was in fifth grade. Y'all remember? I bet some of y'all remember that. The Pepsi Jazz, the Diet Pepsi Jazz. Oh, the strawberry and cream was my favorite. That was, if they bring Diet Pepsi Jazz back, oh my God, I would buy I would buy so much of the strawberries and cream. But yeah. I don't know. This is leaving me with so many mixed feelings. I don't. It wasn't like last time with a Major Melon. Major Melon was really good. It was very good. But this is sort of like, as far as I've done, like, this is my fourth Tarte Picture Poison episode. So far, I've had three reviews that weren't that great or either very indifferent, and only one review that had raving marks on it, which was the Major Melon. Now, with this one, I think this is gonna be one of those reviews where it's just like, I don't know how to feel about this. I really don't know. But I can't stop drinking it because I don't want to waste it. I bought this thing. I am going to drink it. Yeah, Mama taught me not to waste food or anything like that. Just drink the damn thing, Dark. Oh God. Diabetes, I hardly knew ye. God, Lord have mercy. This is this. Tark, what are you doing to yourself? This isn't healthy. Fuck. Oh, I don't feel good. I don't feel good. I mean, not just physically, it's just like, excuse me. My soul has been disturbed by this. But I can't stop drinking it because why? I don't want to waste it. I bought this thing and I will drink it. Damn it. I think the more and more I drink this, the less and less the mango flavor is prominent. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. Maybe something in the middle. I don't know anymore. I'm sort of regretting my decision now. I'm just wishing that tomorrow I am. So here's the thing. Here is the thing. I'm hearing rumors that they do have the Mountain Dew Frostbite. Frostbite? Oh my God, Frost. They do have the Mountain Dew Frostbite Zero out, but they only have it in Walmart though. So I'm planning on. Oh my God, excuse me. Y'all, this is gonna have a lot of burps in there, and if y'all don't like listening to burps, don't listen to it. I beg of you, please. But if burping is your kink, then go ahead. Don't let me yuck your yum, okay? Don't let me yuck your yum. But I just don't know about this. I think I would have to do another soda review to make up for this one, because this is leaving me with some mixed thoughts. and mixed emotions. It's mixed emotions of regret, confusion, and I don't know what else. It's just like there were some parts of it where I thought, oh, this is all right, this is pretty good, but for the most part it's just like, why bother? Why don't you bring back the Pepsi Twist? Now that's another Pepsi product they need to bring back, is the Pepsi Twist, is when they put the lemon, y'all remember that, right? Is when they did the they put lemon in the Pepsi and it was so good. It was so good. They need to bring that back. Ah. Stop making new flavors and bring back the flavors that were good before. Now, I don't know if y'all thought the Pepsi Jazz were any good, but I thought they were exceptional. Fifth grade me thought they were exceptional anyway. But they need to bring black. Oh my god, Tarkus! Okay. They need to bring back older flavors like the Pepsi Twist, the Lemon Pepsi, and the Diet Pepsi Jazz, the strawberries and cream, the caramel, and the black cherry vanilla. Those are the ones they should bring back instead of making new flavors. They should at least bring back Pepsi Twist at the least. At the least, they should bring back Pepsi Twist. That was probably the flavor that most people I thought would jive better with, you know? And this review was going on for probably too long. I don't think I've ever done a soda review this long. I don't know. I'm just gonna end it until there is no more mango Pepsi in this bottle. Now, I'm gonna be a trooper like I once was. Okay. But I will make it up to you tomorrow. And if I do get my hands on a Mountain Dew Frostbite Zero. See, what I was planning on doing though was doing like a comparison between the regular Frostbite and the Frostbite Zero Sugar. That's probably what I'm gonna plan on doing tomorrow. We'll see though, I don't know. Oh God, excuse me. Oh. Blech. Now, this would have been better as a Mountain Dew than a Pepsi. I'm just gonna straight out tell you that right now. This could have been better as a Mountain Dew. Sorry, it doesn't jive well with a Pepsi flavor. I don't think it does. Now, I can't do it. I can't lie and say, oh yeah, this is pretty. No, that's not how I am. Now, yeah, you would say, well, you're not that crazy about regular sodas anyway, so why should it matter? Why should it matter? Because I've had regular soda that was a lot better than this. I've had Mr. Pibb was a lot better than this, okay? Mr. Pibb is tons better than this. But I do have to say though, mango, I mean, it does leave me with some mixed thoughts, mixed opinions. But one thing is for sure, that this thing is not consistent. It really isn't. Well, I mean, it is, but it's consistent on giving you a lot of things. I don't know what to think of it. I just don't know. I really don't. So yeah, I guess that's my review, and I'm going to go brush my teeth and question my life choices like I usually do. Of course. So yeah, that's a review. And Akotakana signing out.